You know, I'm excited, but it's tempered by the enormity of the task before us. So, you know, and just today's events is just another sobering reminder that, you know, we got to get to work.
What do you think are the biggest challenges for the new council?
I think court reform and community-oriented policing, which I've been talking about from the beginning, and I'm not going to stop. I think more than anything, those two things can go back to go toward establishing that, reestablishing that trust. What's kept Ferguson in the paper, in the newspaper, in the media cycles has been courts, has been community-oriented policing. So I think that's something that we got to hit the ground running on.
Have you gotten a sense of whether the council is going to have a decision-making, are they going to have any decision-making over whether there's a consent decree or not with the Department of Justice, or is that more of a city manager decision?
I think that's something that we need to approach as a city, and I think that's going to take some hard conversations, and we need to come together. It would disappoint me if every vote was coming divided, and 3-3, 4-2, and things of that nature. So I'm hoping that we come together and work together toward solutions and show a unified front, because I think when we're trying to do certain things and it shows that everyone's behind it, the community included, I think that'll go a long way toward helping us effectuate that change that we all want.
Have you established any opinion yet about whether the city should enter an agreement with the Department of Justice, or is that going to be something you're going to have to learn more about when you're actually on the council?
Jason, the lawyer in me will not make a commitment before I know everything. I will say this: I've read a lot of the DOJ report, and I think a lot of those recommendations are something that we should take very seriously, because there are some issues that need to be addressed. So I can tell you that up front, but I want to get a chance to know everything that the city know, that the other council members and city officials know, which I don't as of yet.
I think it's, you know, from talking with all three of you, and I doubt that, and we've talked about this before, I don't think that there's any support on this council to get rid of the police department and contract with St. Louis County, but I think there is a desire to reform from within. You've talked about community-oriented policing. Kind of just reiterate what that means and what it means to change the police department.
It starts with community-oriented policing at its heart is about information going two ways. Traditionally, police departments implement policies. Community-oriented policing suggests that we get the public involved. We let them be a stakeholder in the policies that we implement, et cetera. Also, it's about creating partnerships, and it's changing the mindset of how an officer perceives their job. They're not just crime fighters, but part of their job, and it has to start from the top down, is getting out to know people. And I've said it to you before, I'll say it again, it's not about how many tickets you write, it's about how many people you know in the community, because that's where that trust comes. And going back to Robert Peel's 9 principles of policing, the public are the police are the public, and there has to be that partnership from both sides. So,
do you think the fact that now that the council is half African American, if you take the mayor out of the equation, I know the mayor is part of the council, mm-hmm. Do you think that not just symbolically, but maybe practically may reestablish some of the trust with especially the African-American community here in Ferguson? Or do you think it's going to take, you know, action rather than just demographics in many respects?
I think that's one small step, and I mean a baby step. I think it is. I think it's all about action, and what are we going to do as a council? And I intend to work with the other council persons on this council and try and get some things done, starting with our courts, starting with our police department, but then there's also other issues. But I think if we get those issues turned, those two things turned around, there's going to be a positive ripple effect and momentum that'll build toward a lot of the other things with respect to our business districts and things of that nature, because you have a good police department, you have a court that treats people equally and fairly, well, you're going to have businesses coming back in.
Anything else?
Just that, again, I'm honored. I want to, it's my intention to be the best council person I can be. So I plan to do a lot of listening. And again, I think if we come together, we can turn the city back around. And because I think that perception is that we have to be aware of, that perception that we are divided Fergusons, and we got to start changing that around. And I think those things will help toward that.